This is the first afternoon lesson that we have had in camps, I think forever. Like, we've never had afternoon lessons in camp. Because we thought after lunch, you know, you're also tired, give you some time, free time. But this year, because based on last year's feedback, last year was too much free time. So, okay lah. This year we added one lesson, short lesson, I promise you, it will not take very long. Because I know you all will fall asleep if I preach too long. And Ricky sitting by the window, you know, like the book of Acts, somebody, you know, the Apostle Paul preached too long, the guy fell over and then he dropped it. So I don't want that to happen. Okay. Okay, let's go to our theme verse again. Who can recite our theme verse? Theme verse. Okay, Julian. Huh? You say you remember? Okay. Melvin, what's our theme verse? Melvin, fine. Okay. Ah. Okay, Andre, what's our theme verse? Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 10. Okay, what does it say? Whatsoever your hand or thy hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Do it with thy might, right? Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do it with thy might. And we saw that this is actually referring to doing things excellently. You know, doing it very well, right? Not just doing it half-heartedly. Imagine, last night's dinner, imagine Auntie Rose cooked the Japanese curry. This campus, Cincai la, add more water. Do you think you feel shook if you eat? No, right? If she does it half-heartedly, you will taste the difference. Like today, you know, I tasted the difference in the rice because not cooked. I think it's not cooked by my wife because I'm different. Yeah, because I know, I complain to my wife. Yeah. I'm very fussy. My wife always says, you know, why so fussy with your food? I say, I like to have the best. They are the best. Okay, today we'll look at how this spirit of excellence must be applied to the letter A. So just now, early this morning, we look at F, which is faith. A now is attitude, right? As Christians, we need to have an excellent attitude. So our verse for today, for this lesson, will start from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. Can you all recite out of memory, anybody? Chapter 12, verse 1, Romans. Anybody? No? Okay, it says here, I'll read to you as you turn to it. It says here, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Okay, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. So it's reasonable, right? It's not something that, okay, if you think you want to be a very good Christian, let you do this. No, it says it's your reasonable service. If you are a Christian, this is what you must do because this is reasonable to be expected of you, right? Reasonable. It's not like, wow, you know, extra. No, you're not even stretching yourselves when you're doing this. This is reasonable. I once heard a preacher say, the problem with a living sacrifice, you know what's the problem? The sacrifice sometimes can crawl out of the altar. Living, ma. You all know, you all get a joke. You're a bit slow. Donovan. Okay, Donovan, later you must understand. I think Donovan never got the joke yet. Okay, let me explain. You know, in the Old Testament, the Jews, they have to offer burnt sacrifices to the Lord, right? So the animal has to be killed, then put on the altar, and then it was burned as an offering to the Lord, as a burnt offering. So here the Bible is talking in Romans that we present ourselves, because we are Christians, we present ourselves as living sacrifices. So we put ourselves on the altar. No, just now earlier this morning, what we say? When we are a little seed, unless we die to ourselves, we abide alone. So this is a continuation. So we must die, because when we put ourselves on the altar, who do we belong to? Ourselves? No, right? We belong to God now. Now we're telling God, God, here am I. I am yours. I am your sacrifice. Right? I'm your sacrifice. So, just now we laugh at the joke of this preacher, but it's true, right? We give an offering to the Lord, and one hand remains in the offering bag. You know, it's like, Lord, here's my money. $10, whatever you say. But then your thought says, Lord, I hope you don't mind if next time I need some money that I don't give so much. So your hand is constantly in the offering bag. You know, you never give completely. You know, that's one way that we do that. You know, sometimes some of us are saved, but part of us are still serving the devil. The devil, right? We can be saved. You know, we trusted the Lord as our Savior, but, you know, our lives are not fruitful. We are not showing forth the power that is supposed to be manifest in our lives because we are Christian. You know, then we question ourselves why. This is the reason why. Half of you, or even more than half of you, of your body, I mean, you are still serving the devil. You are still serving the devil. Today we are looking at this excellent attitude. XA, excellent attitude. Most of you will know by now that I'm a senior management manager in an IT industry. Right, and then I do hiring, I do hire people, I recruit people, right? So there are a few things that I look for in a person when I hire the person. So the candidate file comes to my desk, I review it, I look. Usually what I see are things like his technical abilities, his past project works and all that. But there's one thing when I call them in for an interview, I look out especially for one critical factor, and that is their attitude. Right? Because, you know, I can train a person up and brush up on his technical skills. I can send him for training, I can, you know, give him some mentorship and stuff like that. He can be trained, he can improve on the technical skills that he may be lacking. But I cannot train him if he has a bad attitude. Right? If he comes to work, yaya papaya, I know it all, I've got nothing else to learn, I'm the best in the world, you know. Straight away, I will tear him down. No, I won't tear him down. I will question him with some pointed questions, and then make him realize that there is somebody who knows a little bit more than he does. And then I advise him, young man, you need to work on your attitude. And that usually puts him in a good place, and then I won't see him ever again. Right, and these people sometimes have a lot of credentials. They have certifications in this or that, technical skills and all that. But I'm not looking at that. Those are important, yes. But the most important attribute usually when a hiring manager goes about, next time when soon many of you will be entering the workforce, the most important thing is your attitude. It's not so much what you can do. Yes, what you can do will help you. But your attitude, the can-do attitude that you have. You know, sometimes you say, you know, I meet people who, I cannot do certain things because I'm not trained. And they just resign to the fact, oh, because I'm not trained, I won't do it. And yet there's another group of person. These people are the, you know, the best performing people in the company. These people will say, okay, I know I'm not trained enough, but let me pick that up. Let me learn. You know, because they have a good attitude. They have a good attitude, right? So, you know, a person with a good attitude, you know, I'll give you a few tips on what they will have, right? A few attributes, right? So they will be, number one, they'll be responsible. This person will be responsible. He or she will ensure that when he starts a task, he will finish it. He will finish it. Too many times I see people starting things, but not finishing them. Right? It's easy to start. It is not so easy to complete it, right? When such things happen, what happens? It looks very ugly. You know, whatever you started, it just gets left there, and then, you know, it's like, you know, it's like you started painting a wall, paint halfway, okay, then halfway, busy, go and do something else. Then people walk past every day, the wall half painted. Another day, another week, wow, half painted. It's like, then over time it becomes, hey, what like that? Oh, that guy lah, the time he wanted to, he said this grand vision, he wanted to paint this picture of the Lord's Supper on the wall, and but he only painted the table, you know. After that, he got busy, he nothing. Then, wow, gao eh, everything walk past, wow, like eyesore like that, you know. There was one time in Singapore, there was a building, I think it's now known as the Concourse, it's now known as the Concourse. It was like that for many, many years. I think Vera Cocking will know, wow, you, so I take the bus when I was in secondary school, I take the bus. For 4 years, I drive, the bus drives past, I see, hey, why is this building like that? How is that? Why? Because the construction company started, then they went bankrupt, then gone bankrupt. So the whole plot of land remained there like this, not tapping the value of the prime lot for over 5 years. Right? The Bible actually has this to say. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 28, it says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down, count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Right? So the Bible says, which of you, when you intend to build a tower means build a building or whatever, first you have to count the cost, right? How much it costs to build the building. You need sand and all this. And you count first. Then when you have enough, then you realize, okay, do I have enough budget? If I have, then I start building. Right? If you don't have, I just grand plan, go and build. Then, like this construction company, do halfway, not even halfway. Just do the piling only, then bankrupt. Then very ugly, right? Okay, this verse is in the context of someone who wants to follow the Lord Jesus. There is a cost to be paid. And we all need to know what that cost is, right? We know that recently there was a Muslim boy that accepted the Lord at our youth fellowship. I will not name him because this is being recorded. That person, when he was going to accept the Lord, I asked him pointedly, you know the cost of accepting the Lord Jesus. I asked him, do you know? Your family may kick you up. He says, yes, I know, Pastor. I say, you still want to trust the Lord Jesus? Yes, I still want. You sure? Yes. And I was so thankful when he was so sure, because I knew this boy counted the cost. And as a result, because he counted the cost, when he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, it was genuine. Right? Many times people just, you want to follow Jesus? You know, there's this try Jesus concept nowadays, right? Oh, come, let's try Jesus, you know, as if you try and then after 15 days you can return him. Like Kafo, like that. Can you do that? No, cannot do that. You know, but the culture of our, you know, the mentality of our world today is like that. Oh, just try Jesus, you know, it's, you know, there's no cost to you, you know. $0, you know, you don't need to pay anything, you know, try him for 15 days kind of thing. There is a cost to be paid, right? Of course, this cost that we pay can never compare with the cost that Jesus Christ himself paid when he came to earth to die for our sins. Or he left heaven's throne, heaven's glory, everything that heaven has. He left it, came down to earth, got scourged, you know, got beaten, and then bore the cross in order that we may have eternal life, right? So we must not be flippant, you know, like chin chai like that. We must be responsible. Once we start something, we will finish it. We will finish it. Once we start, we will finish it. This is a good attitude. A person with an excellent attitude, he will be responsible to see a task through all the way. Okay, next point. This person will have initiative. We have the initiative. Okay, so the person with excellent attitude also we want will take the initiative. He will not be lazy, right? Many times, when we have youth fellowship, when we have our activity center and all that, you know, the trash bin, the garbage bin, usually after we have our snacks, what happens? Overflows. And what happens? Things drop on the floor. And then what happens? People walk past, it still gets thrown there. You know, throw extra paper cup. Nobody bothered to. Okay, not nobody. A few of you actually did. Take it up, throw, tie up and throw it outside. A few of you. A few of you, and you know who you are, and I thank you for doing that. Right, but majority, what happened? Just throw another one. Because why? No initiative. Lazy. Bochak. Somebody else will do it. You know, I don't have to do anything. Right? Okay, some of you are feeling guilty and you know maybe squirming around and all that, but don't just squirm around, feel guilty and then do nothing. And after this, look around, pieces of paper on the floor, pick up. You know, start changing your attitude. Start changing your attitude. You know, in other words, those that took the initiative, they were not lazy. Right, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6, 9 to 11, it says here, "How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you rise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep, yet a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one that traveleth, and your want, that means your lack, as an armed man." Right? So if you are lazy, what the Bible says, you will be poor. Bible says if you are lazy, you will be poor. It's those that take initiatives that gets promoted in the outside, you know, the corporate world. They, you know, when promotion cycles come around, what happens? They always rank the people. You know, okay, this guy, yes, he's done his his job scope, whatever he needs to do. 1, 2, 3, he's completed it. Ah, but then he also done 4 and 5, which were outside of his job scope, but it was also beneficial to the company. Okay? So these people get promoted ahead of others. Why? Because they took the initiative to do things that were not necessarily their job scope, but they did it nonetheless. Right? They did it anyway. Okay? Reliable. Next point. So you'll be responsible, you'll have the initiative, and then you'll be reliable. So it follows, right? A person with an excellent attitude, because he's responsible, he'll see the task through all the way. And because he will see the task through all the way, this person will not be lazy, he'll have the initiative. And also this person will be reliable. So when he gets a task, when he's assigned a task, the boss doesn't need to come to him and say, "Hey, you did the task A yesterday, I told you, right?" Then you say, "Yeah, done, I started." Okay, then after lunch, "Hey, by the way, hey, you do, right?" The boss are very, very tired, very waste a lot of time to keep monitoring, right? So a person who is got an excellent attitude will be very reliable. Once you tell the person, "Okay, can you please help me to organize the youth camp?" Okay, the youth camp planning, the program. Once I assign the task, boom, you can rest for sure. Everything will be taken care of. He will get the helpers involved. He will, you know, get the props, any equipment, whatever he needs. He will get that settled. You know, anything that is beyond his ability, he or she will escalate to me. These are the kind of people that I really like, because these are the people that the Lord also desires to see all of us becoming. Right? Responsible people, people with initiative, and reliable people. Right? Right, so I give you an example in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, from verse 20 we start. Right, it says here, just if you can't turn to it fast enough, just listen. So it says here, "And so he that had received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you gave me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more talents. That means he had 5, so I give you $5. Right, this guy had $5. Then he came back to his lord, master, and said, "Master, look, I brought back another $5. So total is what? How many? See, you wake up now. What's the total now? 5 plus 5 is 10. Julian, wake up. Good. 10. So he originally got 5, he brought back 10, so he earned 5. So another servant. So he had 3 servants, this master. Another one, the second servant came, said, "You gave me 2 talents, you give me $2, I brought back another $2, so it's Nilan, how many?
$4.
Nilan haven't wake up. 2 plus 2, 4. Okay. So he made 100%. He made 100%. Both of them made 100% on the investment money that the Lord gave to them. Right? But the last one, the last servant, champion, the best one. Best. You know what he said? The Bible says in verse 24-25, "Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I know that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strawed. And I was afraid, so I went, hid the talent in the earth." Dig in the ground, dig a hole and then put there $1. Put there. Now, You want, I go there and dig. I dig for you. It's still there, $1. I return to you $1. With a little bit of dust, but maybe I still give you $1. Okay, the Bible never said the dust part, but okay. Perhaps that's what he said. Yeah, I dug, I kept there. Because I was afraid. You are the kind, very hard one. You want to go and everything also you want to earn. So I keep the $1 for you. You know what his Lord answered? His Lord answered and said unto him, you wicked and lazy, slothful. Wicked and slothful or lazy servant. You know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not strawed. But why do you do this? So it's very consistent. Once you are a responsible person, you will have the initiative. And once you have the initiative, you will be reliable. That is how you have an excellent attitude in serving the Lord. But let's not forget that in the work of God, there's one more attribute that we need. All right, we need pride. Okay, we need pride. Hey, all of you sleeping, jialat lah. Cik, joke lah. Just, yeah lah. We need pride, correct or not?
Pride.
Pride. P-R-I-D-E. We need pride, right? We need to be proud, right? Yeah? When we are working, No, Jianming. Who disagrees? Hey, I say one. Are you sure, Jianming? You sure you disagree with me, Jianming. Champion, Jianming, good. Okay, I purposely put pride because I want to see her wake up or not. Okay, we need humility, Not pride, You need responsible, you have the initiative, reliable, and humble. And humble, right? Right, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. That means better to, to be among the so-called the lowly people, the common folk. Earning your keeps because you are not late, because you're not proud, rather than be so then today's newspaper, in today's newspaper I noticed for this privilege banking or premier banking, I forgot which bank it is. It's like they're saying it's not enough to have lots of money, something like that. Then they have this picture of this man, like like those tycoon, they kinda like rich in one look, rich people kind of face. Then all no smiling on all, everybody not smiling. Later if I have the newspaper you can see. But this world is saying, these are people who have made it to the top. Nothing. I privileged banker. I deposit at least 250,000 with the bank. I got so much small change. So they want privilege banking, no need to line up. When they go, every time, hello sir, hello ma'am, have you had your coffee, one cappuccino? Well treated. Okay, but the Bible says, it's better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. That means to enjoy this riches with the proud people. It's better to be of the lowly. Right? But this world will tell you, no lah, your Bible, outdated, old-fashioned, teach you to be poor. No, the Bible doesn't teach you to be poor. The Bible is teaching you to be humble. Right, the Bible is saying, it's better, to be humble. It doesn't mean that you are humble, you will always be poor. No, you can be humble and yet be rich because God can still bless you. Right, but because you are humble, you will not care about the riches. Right, the riches are not yours, you are just a steward or a caretaker of the Lord's riches here on earth, right? Many of us know the verse that I just read to you from Proverbs, but let's look at the example of our Lord Jesus when he was here on earth, right? In John chapter 13, verse 4 and 5, right? It says here, he rises from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Imagine, look here, this is the creator of the universe coming down to earth, girding himself about with a towel. Like a domestic helper, a maid that you have at home. Your maid don't even wash your feet, right? I mean, they'll kick you if you ask them to wash your feet. Right, but the Lord Jesus here went down, bent down, the creator of the universe, bent down with a lowly attitude, washed his disciples' feet. And in those days, you know, they wore sandals and a lot of dust. So they had to clean a lot of dust off the feet. It was an act of custom, and usually this task is given to the lowliest of servants in the house to perform. And yet the Lord Jesus himself, the master of the universe, the creator of this world, would stoop so low to wash his disciples' feet. That should not be our attitude, you know, when somebody asks us, you know, to do something menial, wash the floor of the church, clean the aircon filters, or just throwing the trash out. Ah, maybe we think, not me lah, somebody, that guy never, no need lah, no need me, I very high class. I, you know, study a lot, no? I got this degree, that degree, this diploma, that diploma, I got A levels, O levels, PSLE, whatever, you know. Ah, somebody else can do it. I give it to the outside, I outsource to foreign labor. That's the problem. Because we think we are too low for some things. You know, that should not be the case with Christians. Because if we have excellent attitudes, we will be what? Responsible, have the initiative, be reliable, and be humble enough to do anything that the Lord would want us to do. Right, in Luke, in closing, Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 16 verse 10, it says here, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is an unjust in the least is unjust also in much." Okay, so the Bible says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in that which is much. So that means in order to be given the responsibility to do bigger things, for example, like in our youth fellowship, in our youth ministry, some of you maybe think, I want to teach. But before you want to teach, I will probably send you to go and clean the toilet. Yeah, I'm serious. I think Pastor Crocker will also ask you to do that. Maybe ask him to wash the van, brush the tire. Because why? If that task is too small for you, then you are not fit to do anything else. Because the Lord Jesus Christ himself washed his disciples' feet. Right? That's why in our church, we do not, just because somebody comes and then they have some skills or not, we don't just thrust this person into ministry because we want this person to learn the ropes in ministry. Most importantly of all, to learn to be humble like the Lord Jesus was. To be able to do anything, really anything. Because anything that we do here on earth that will benefit someone else will be something that will be eternally beneficial. Right? So in summary, the person with excellent attitude will be one who is also faithful. Faithful. Whether the small or the big things, you will be faithful. So the question is, are you faithful? Are you faithful? Have you been faithful in receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? That's number one. For those who have not trusted in the Lord Jesus, have you been faithful? And after you have received Him, have you been faithfully living for Him? Right? Have you been faithfully living for Him? Right? So that's the challenge that we have here this afternoon. Most importantly, we need to have excellent attitude. And because of that, we will be faithful, we'll be responsible, we have initiative, we'll be reliable, and we'll be humble.